The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday. Can we have some cheering here? Hey, hear the crowd. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:05 on the 28th of July, and the news every time is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Good morning. Is there a special day today?
Yes. Actually, today is National Chocolate Day.
Ooh. Oh, no. Chocolate Day today?
Yes.
We will go on after, if we have some time this morning.
Do you like chocolate?
We're going to go.
Christina, do you like chocolate?
I don't really like just chocolate, but I love chocolate cakes.
Okay. Well, that's chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know, chocolate is not an everyday occurrence, but we'll talk about that later because we have some fun stuff to share about chocolate maybe later. But right now, let's go into the weather. On this Friday morning, it's the 28th, folks.
We've lost
My
July.
Gosh, we're at the end of July, and today we're going to have about 96, it looks like, light and variable winds with 6 to 11 miles per hour this morning. Tonight's going to be around 67. Now, last night we went out after seeing Jerry Seinfeld, and we went outside, and Carl said, oh, boy, because there was skunk smell. But when we got out there, it must have been around 9:15, it was pleasant. We have pleasant nights in Reading. And so, like, when you look at tonight, 67. Saturday will be sunny and hot with 97. Again, winds about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then on Sunday, sunny and hot, 99. Now, Monday will be our hottest day, 101. We're back to the triple digits. According to the Reading forecast, Monday will be 101. And Tuesday, 99. So we're back down under the triple digit weather, and so there we go with our forecast. That is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Anderson Business, where it's veteran-owned, and they do give veteran and senior discounts. Always give them a call at 365-3793.
And we have with us today, I was just rubbing your back, not Katrina.
Dakota.
Or Dakota. I did rub Dakota's back, though.
Dakota's the canine.
And I rubbed her, I guess you could say, her hiney, and she liked it, you know, on her back, on around her hiney. And, of course, we're talking about Dakota the dog. So,
and good morning,
as
Katrina.
As opposed to Dakota, Dakota, your sister.
The human, the human leader of Dakota today, or companion. So, first of all, I'm always curious. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah. So when you, I'm always wondering, like, you come on Friday, you are from Haven Humane, the outreach to media, and I think that your job is pretty incredible, and you get a chance to drive around and pick a pet of the week out. Now, tell us how you go about your selection.
Yeah, so definitely, with my selection, I do try to, you know, mix it up a little bit in terms of different personalities and things like that. Most of it is going to be based on, though, I like to pick a dog that I think is going to have a good time out of the shelter. So I try to pick one that maybe has already done things off campus, like dogs maybe that have been taken to PetSmart or things like that, because I definitely want them to have a fun time with it. I don't want them to be overly stressed or anything, because some dogs, you know, they're kind of uneasy in new environments and things like that. So that is the first thing I look at, is I do try to find a dog that I think will really benefit from just being out and about and getting to meet people and kind of just have a different kind of day and a little field trip, so to speak.
That's cute, because I always wonder, like, your intention. And Dakota is 8, but has the energy of a puppy.
Yeah.
I mean, not like destructive puppy. That's not what I mean. Just very, very young, very.
A lot of life in him.
Yeah, a lot of life in him. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Dakota and what the intention is not only to bring awareness of what's happening with Haven Humane, but to get these dogs adopted out of the shelter.
Yeah, so Dakota, he's 8 years old. We have him as maybe like a lab mix, but he kind of looks to me like he could maybe have something like pointer or something else in him because he's kind of more on the lankier side. But he's brindle, and he's just over 50 pounds, so he's not a very big dog by any means.
He's a medium.
Very medium. Mm-hmm.
He would be in the big side park.
We always think about little dog. Well, because we spend so much time up there, so we always think about
small dog park, big dog. So he would be in the big dog park.
Yeah.
And,
but he's a friendly guy, so you can tell, I think, that I don't think
really
that,
well,
you know, when you have some dogs that they're what do you want to call it, the hair that goes up on the back of their neck, like they already have an aggressive or they're already, like, ready. He's just, hey, let's get hang out, And that's the feeling I get anyway.
He's settled. Like when he sees somebody, you know, he looks at him, comes up, okay.
Been there, done that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's, because sometimes you get the younger ones in here, and it's like, okay, somebody to, you know, to jump on.
Well, at 8 years old, he is considered a senior citizen.
Exactly. So. He's not bouncing off the walls. Yeah. He's definitely very friendly with people, and he's been really good with other dogs as well. So definitely, I think, a good one for the dog park, for sure.
All right. So while you're here today, and you've got your pet of the week, and, of course, Christina, I think, took a picture and posting that as well, but tell us what's going on with Haven Humane. You still have the Bristol. Is it called Bristol?
Bissell.
Bissell. Okay. That is Bissell, excuse me, the vacuum Bissell. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Same company, actually. Yeah.
Right.
It kind of blows a lot of people away that, Bissell has the Pet Foundation. So they've been sponsoring our adoption fees pretty much all month. And that's actually going on until Monday the 31st. So going on until then, there's no adoption fee for dogs or cats. So that is very special. So definitely come on down if you've been thinking about adopting. That special Monday is the last day of that.
Mm.
So you could definitely take home Dakota here for no adoption fee. But, of course, going beyond Bissell, because he is a senior, his adoption fee is only $37.50. So even if you miss out on that special, he does have a reduced adoption fee, as do all seniors.
Have you, with this Bissell month that's sponsored, have you found the traffic inside of Haven Humane is more so?
I would say we definitely have seen more adoptions. It is a really cool event. It happens a few times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does help us out to find a lot more homes for animals. And it always is a very successful event.
And the good thing that for our listeners, once again, when you go in to get a pet at Haven and you're looking for a fit in your home, they're chipped, they're neutered, or they have the neutering certificate so they can get – they're usually neutered before they leave, correct?
Yes.
All right. So, you know, you're coming in with a – you're coming where you don't really have – it's all done.
Exactly. We do all the vetting and everything. So you're getting an animal that has been checked out and is ready to go home to you. So definitely give you a good start with them.
That's fantastic. Well, we got another minute or so. What else can we add on to the end of July?
Well, actually, going into August, we do have our Zumba Bash coming up on August 19th. So that is sponsored by Anderson Family Fitness. They put it on for us every year. It's always a super fun event. It's held at Wind River Casino. And, you know, it's Zumba Bash, so there's going to be Zumba, there's going to be dancing. There's also drinks, snacks, and a raffle. So if you're interested in attending, you can go to havenhumane.org for details.
How much fun? Does that fall on a weekend?
I believe it's on a Friday.
Okay.
So near,
at nighttime?
Near the weekend, yes.
Oh, boy. So you can recover on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
And all the proceeds go to Haven Humane.
Yeah, so you're having a fun time and helping out our animals.
And then Mosley's Family Sellers is having, do they already have it, or is that getting ready to happen here? Where you go down to, what was that?
Never mind. Go ahead, go down.
If you go to Mosley Family Sellers, I don't know if they've already had it, though.
I think it was that one that I think got postponed for September.
Okay, September.
Where they're having an event, I believe it's on September 2nd.
That's right. All right.
Where they're doing like a wine tasting event.
Yes. And half the proceeds go to Haven Humane for everybody, for every bottle of wine sold. Okay.
Well, thank you, Katrina.
Yeah, thank you.
And going down to Haven Humane and
have a good time at those other studios,
yeah.
The lesser studios.
No,
they're
not
less. Of course
not. I didn't
not.
Even know where you're going today, but anyway, so.
Neither do I. I may just go lay down.
Yeah, I think it's time for you to, you know, we were out late last night with Jerry. So.
Oh, yeah. Late for us is 9. Yeah. Okay, we've reached that age. Whoa,
thank you so much
o'clock.
For joining us.
All right, thank you. Hey, this portion of the show. I'm sorry. Brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has begun that their residency program, and as you know, they've got 13 new doctors here in town for that. This is an ongoing program, so next year they plan on getting another 8. Well, where do these 13 physicians work? Emergency rooms, different specialties in the hospitals, but also out in the clinics in town with different specialties out there. They're going to have patients. They work under the tutelage of the physician. They're going to work at the VA clinic, at Redding Rancheria Clinics. This is just another way that Shasta Regional Medical Center is improving the health in our community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer. Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together. Gotta take the life to take me away from you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And today, the 28th of July, 7:20 in the morning, 66 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Horst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, this is the place to go to get your windshield repaired. He fixed chips and cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. Yeah, and he guarantees them for the life of the windshield. He fixed a crack on my windshield 15 years ago, and you still can't see it. He just fixed some chips on my windshield. Very difficult to see. And some of these were big, you know, the old star chips. He does great work. He guarantees his work. He doesn't take chances with your safety. For a free inspection analysis for your car, truck, or RV, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is a veteran-owned business and, like I said, locally owned, locally operated. Okay, last night we put our lives on the line and went to see Seinfeld. Let's tell you right now that if you go to something like this, pay attention to what the tickets say. Because when it says no purses, it means that.
Oh, boy.
And so I got to make my 200-yard run back
right
one way and 200 yards the other way because Linda had a very small purse.
Yes, I did.
But they weren't letting it in. And they're real serious about if you're carrying a pocket knife. I lost my
pocket knife,
my national Wild Turkey Federation.
It.
Luckily, I have like 20 of them. So
they did.
It was almost like a throwdown.
It was a very long line to get in. We had friends over beforehand.
Get there early
for cocktails and little hors d'oeuvres. And at first they said, "Oh, we'll get there at 6. And I was like, "No, because we have to start at 5 because I will not walk in late to a show. I know how it feels. You need to have your butts in the seat. When it says 7 o'clock, they mean 7 o'clock, and they were very good. And by the way, can we just do a shout out to Nathan Parmalee and the team over at the Civic? Because to think that you have the quality of Jerry Seinfeld, who is one of the world's greatest comedians, who brought a fresh opening act and a just nonstop laughter, witty, you know, interesting sense of humor in the smallest of things. And there were all kinds of people across the board that, you know, our tickets were $100 each. So I think they started at 60 and went to 120 or something like that, somewhere around there. And just what a wonderful night. Sold out. I mean, we had a couple of hecklers that really bugged me at the end. We were really uncomfortable. Somebody was from the audience on the right side of us that, you know, I think probably halfway through the show, somebody said, "Jerry," you know, and something he answered.
Well, see, but what he did was he responded to it. And
yeah,
then they had a little repartee, which was funny.
Yes.
Because of Jerry. And then, but you're right. I don't know why people feel like here's a show going on that they can just say what they want. But As he said, "How many drinks have you had?" And she said, 6. He goes, "Oh, good. Now I know how to, I know how to respond with
right
you now." And then, so.
That's
but,
the kind of heckler I'm talking about.
Going back
about
at the beginning, I just wanted to tell people about that so you didn't, you know, about the purses and things.
Right.
But the line moved fast. You got in,
But people had to go back to their cars
yeah
with their purses. And I'm talking about, my purse was the, I don't know, maybe it was 4x7, and they were saying, like, you had to, like, when you think about the little credit card, the little wrist, for ladies that are listening, that it has to be the size. Imagine that when
size of your telephone.
Right.
It's the size of your telephone.
Right.
You can have that. Anyway, that, and even that was a negative. I knew about the, I knew that, and I thought, well, they don't, maybe, they, you know, they're not checking in, and I frankly, I forgot about it. Anyway.
It didn't ruin the experience.
No, but the show itself, his opening act was funny. And, he's 62 years old, which he told us. And he says, "I'm not dead, but I can see the cemetery from anywhere I stand." Okay. So, and then he talked about why is it here we are after in 2023, and we're putting people, we put people on the moon, you know, 50 years ago, and all these things happening. Why is the prostate exam, why is there still people's fingers involved in the prostate exam? And I'm not going to, you know, more into it, but it wasn't risque even. It was just funny.
Right.
And then when he finished, literally, Jerry Seinfeld ran onto the stage. He didn't have like 10 minutes of diva. It was bang, bang, bang.
And he was funny. And I just thought about what it is to have, how you look at the world. And, you know, Seinfeld's show was so popular. I love watching his and Netflix special about comedians driving around in cars drinking coffee. If you've not seen that, it's really funny because what he does, he has some classic car, some fabulous one of a kind or some interesting model, and he picks up, let's say Eddie Murphy was one of them, and he drives around with Eddie Murphy, and then they go have coffee. And it's that simple. And it's funny, and they're in the car, and they talk about certain things and laugh, and it's joyful. So he has, I think, probably 12 or 9 segments or something like that. I don't know if it's season 2, but you may want to check that out.
Now, he had just addressed that, too. He said, talked about phones. He says, here I am. I'm enjoying my phone, which is there for me. It is the only thing in my life that's there for me. It's constantly finding things for me to see. It is meant for me. And he says it pays much more attention to my needs than my wife or my dog. But somebody comes up and says to you, you have to watch these segments. And then you find somebody else that's watching the same show. You're jumping up and down like you just met in an airport. He also talked about, gents, about marriage. And I found out last night.
Both aspects.
There's only two questions that you ask, that two pieces of input that a man has. It's when you ask her out on the first date. Okay, that's good. They remember that. And then when you ask them to marry you. After that, you become superfluous in their life. He says, I don't know what goes on in my life because my wife just comes up and says something to me. I go, okay, even if I don't understand it. Okay. And he says, I'm like a deer drinking water in a stream in the middle of the woods. The only way I know what's going on with my life is if my wife is talking to somebody. Then I hear her pick up the phone and she says, hello. I immediately stop drinking and, you know, from the stream and listen, because that's when I find I'm going out. I'm finding out what kind of mood I've been in the last 3 days, you know. Anyway.
And what's really funny is that he's...
And there was very little profanity in it, nothing bad.
He does physical comedy as well. I mean, like, you didn't realize that he really worked that stage. He is a master at, you know, the visual aspect. I mean, we're not talking pratfalls, but I mean, even in how he knows how to, bring an audience up, and then there's a pause. So, years and years and years, I'm sure, of working, and the gal that yelled from the side of the stage, and then he was able to work that. But, you know, I wanted to just say something about cell phones. I've noticed that recently, and, you know, it's a topic here, as well as some famous acts recently that say, you know, if you're going to come to my concert, engage with me. Don't put your phone up and take pictures of me and video me the entire time. So last night with Jerry, I noticed from where we were sitting, we were in the middle section, and how many people brought their phones up? And then as he progressed to not slam people, but make fun of his phone and their phone. Do you know that all the phones went away?
I noticed that. And he talked about...
Told them to.
No, he didn't. He just says, I don't care if you have phones up, even though it says you're not supposed to. He says, I don't care if you have phones up. He says, taking your pictures from far away, then send them to your friend who doesn't really give a damn. And they're not really good pictures anyway. But he made it humorous. And you're right. I noticed that, too. The phones came down.
And then what are you going to say? He says, what are you going to say when you get that? Wow.
And he says, they don't mean it.
Sure.
So anyway,
it was really good. We belly laughed. It was just, you laughed, and people behind us. It was great to hear people behind you laugh, men and women.
The lady next to me, you know, the couple next to us, real nice couple. I don't know who they are, but she was laughing.
Yeah,
and I heard her say, "Oh my God," probably four times because they were funny. Anyway, we wanted to share with you is that, and the place was full. And so a big shout out to the Civic.
Yeah, and right here in Reading, Jerry Seinfeld, that was just great. Some great big acts coming up. I guess Midland, who is going to be on the lawn on Friday, you know, Ted and Lisa are going to go to that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but that's one of their – one thing he said was to a heckler, and we got to take a break, is somebody at the end was saying something, and he says, I've trained. He said, I didn't come to Reading. No, I trained in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago to get ready for Reading, and which broke everybody up too. Anyway, it was a good show, and I might even watch that with you. That comedians driving around in cars because there were kids there, and it was okay for kids to be there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean that kind of show. Okay. Hey, Gold Leaf Nursery. If you're looking for anything that has to do with growing, they have it. Fruit trees, blueberries, strawberry plants, vegetables, herbs, seeds, all the peat moss you can imagine, statuary for your water features, everything. They have it all at Gold Leaf Nursery. They're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, about a quarter mile from Airport Road. It's open Tuesday through Saturday, and it is locally owned, locally operated, which we love. Gold Leaf Nursery. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, Reading, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I love, this is the opening of Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
How could you not love the classic opening?
Launched him. Huge star. And I'm not sure why, because of course, the movie, it'll probably be, you know, one of the 100 best movies ever made at some point in our lives. Hey, 7:35 in the morning on,
soundtracks for sure.
Oh, yeah. July the 28th. This portion of the show is a business I'm going to be going to today. Quick and Clean Car Wash. And it's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's locally owned, locally operated. In fact, the family has had that corner there, of the corner of Market and Eureka Way, for close to 100 years. Car dealerships, gas stations, other businesses in there. And they've been there that long. Not only that, they've been a member of the Reading Chamber of Commerce for something like 93 years, if you can imagine that. But here's the best thing. You take your car, truck in there, and it comes out sparkling clean. They have very friendly people working there. They take a fluffy towel and wipe it off when you come blasting out of the tunnel there. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10 and you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean. Locally owned, locally operated, good people. Okay, Senator Brian Daley, and the headline here is that a financial assistance to wildlife victims signed into law. He was one of the leaders in this thing. Brian was. And he introduced Senate Bill 542. And what it's about is, the fact is, the bill in the budget excludes the PG&E settlement payments awarded to victims of the 2020 Zog fire from gross income, meaning that the payments would not be subject to income taxes. So when we say that, it means that when they're getting the payments to rebuild their lives, they were subject to income tax, which shouldn't have happened. It wasn't their fault the fire started. It wasn't their fault their home was destroyed. It wasn't their fault that their lives were ruined. But, yes, let's just tax them. No. So that looks like that's not going to happen. So good on you, Senator Daley. Other things.
Oh, well, okay. So we were talking about Seinfeld earlier. I kind of wanted to know, there's just news about so many people retiring. I just feel like, you know, we've got this, kind of somewhat 4 or 5 key figures that have been running Reading that are, going to be leaving and maybe leaving next year. And so we're going to have new, management.
Yeah. New police chief. This is from the city. Everybody talks about the Shasta County losing, all these people are leaving, but you got to go over and look at the city of Reading too. You've got your city council, you've got our police chief, you got Parks and Rec, and I think there's another one too. Another one that's going to be leaving. I can't remember which one that is. And there's rumors that Barry Tippin may hang it up next spring.
He's been really good in his position. You know, we have to say, I mean, we don't know him personally, but he has been,
We know him personally in the sense that we've run into many things.
Well, right, but I mean, it's not like we've ever had dinner and like, hey, let's go hang out. But he's always been a gentleman and approachable. And, you know, it's so nice when you have somebody in a position such as the position that he holds. To be accessible.
Every time I've called him, Barry Tippin has come on. I mean, has come on. He says, when do you want me on? And he'll come on for an hour and we'll talk about whatever's going on. Other things. Okay, this is strange. Reading is going through a spate of people driving off from the gas stations with the hoses still in their cars. Now you think about it. How could you do that?
Has anybody ever done that? I've not ever done that before, but I'm wondering if people are so distracted, they're on their cell phones, they're thinking about, they're not, are you focused on what you're doing?
Well, that's what I'm going to talk about. He says they're seeing a lot of these things happening several per week, multiple times per day. And it all comes down to that is they've got, you know, because you have to pay first to pump. So you've already paid.
Right.
So the nozzle is still in the car. And he says what happens is just what you said. They get on their cell phone. They're talking to people. They're thinking about something else. Maybe they went in the store. They come out, hop back in their car, and just drive off.
Right.
Now, that could be a couple $100, or it could be all the way up to $30,000 to replace.
Ooh.
To replace, you know, the way the dispenser is, if it's, you know, if it's bent. And I've seen people with a hose in their car driving down.
You have?
Yeah. Not here in Reading, but I could have, it looks like now, if I'd been paying attention. No, I've seen a car drive down the street with a hose in it, and I thought, how could you not know? And we have a friend that did that. I'm not going to mention his name, but we know them very well. He told me he did that. And because he had all this stuff going on,
right,
and he hopped it back in his truck, and off he came with it. Now,
well, I've run out of gas more than once.
Well,
back in the Volkswagen days, now you've got like,
that's,
you know,
not
you,
the same as kind of like
you used to have to guess, you know, where you were on your tank.
Oh no, Volkswagen's gas gauges were.
I ran.
I had one. I tell you what was worse though. Toyota Land Cruiser 1970 Toyota Land Cruiser I had. I love that Land Cruiser. It was the only car I wished I had kept.
Well, I wish I kept my 67 Volkswagen Bug, because that was my...
When that needle hit, you know, the line that said E, it stopped.
Mm.
It just stopped, because it wasn't kidding around. You didn't have a gallon. You didn't have a half a gallon. It meant you stopped. Anyway, going back to this, is when they said, how do you prevent this? Well, you prevent it by knowing you've got a hose in your tank. But if you get a receipt... You know, a lot of times people don't get the receipt. I always get the receipt. If you get the receipt, that usually kind of triggers you to remember you've got a hose in your car. But you have to remember we have people out there that leave dogs in cars, kids in cars, these kind of things too. The distracted drivers don't always get don't pay for the damage a lot of times because they drive away and they're too embarrassed to bring it back.
Mm.
But the distributors are the ones that end up paying anywhere from, if you have to buy a new hose or a new dispenser, it could be anywhere from $1,000 to $30,000. So anyway, let's take a quick break because we have a guest here from Robba, and I want to get that information out. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests.
We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Friday the 28th, 7:47 in the morning, 67 degrees out there. And our guest it today is, I reached out to him, what, 2 days ago, I guess?
2 days ago, yeah.
Yeah, John Endo, who is the head of RAPA. The Reading Area
Transit General Manager.
Reading what?
Bus Authority.
Bus Authority.
Bus Authority. Yeah, RABA.
And we've had a connection with RABA for a long time because on getting tickets for veterans, raising money for that. But you all have some new things going on that I thought's important. People should know.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You came here to take this job.
I did, yes.
From where?
I was in Hawaii County. That's the big island of Hawaii.
I know. What part of Hawaii, of Oahu did you live in?
Well, I was in Hilo.
Okay.
And my role there was the mass transit administrator, so we were responsible for providing the public transit service across the entire island.
Now, wait a minute now. You lived on the big island?
Yes, Hawaii
okay.
Island.
Okay, Hawaii Island. Okay. I lived on
it's a beautiful
Oahu.
Island.
Oahu,
I was
okay.
stationed mm-hmm. there, yeah. And so when people say things about Oahu, I usually kind of know where they're at, even though it was a lifetime ago.
This is a big step.
Was this?
Big Island to Reading.
Yeah.
That's
have you noticed any changes?
Ocean beach.
Temperatures. Tropical. Oh, no, there hadn't been too many. So, how long have you been here?
Been here since April 24.
April 24?
This last year.
This year?
Yeah. Oh, well, welcome like to Reading.
Thank you.
It was like 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So you got to get the 115 degree weather.
Oh, yeah.
But it only happens a couple times a year. What we love about Reading, and welcome
it
so
happens.
Much. We embrace you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And bringing your expertise. Tell us a little bit about, we're going to get into this for a minute, but tell us a little bit about how you got into Transit Authority, into this
Mass
career.
Transit.
Well, you know, since age 5, I've always wanted to be a general manager of a public transit system. And,
what?
Yeah.
Okay, come on, John.
Seriously? I'm from San Jose, and I went and visited our transit system while in kindergarten, met a planner, and we stayed friends throughout my, elementary, middle, high school career. And at 13, I did an internship for that transit system, which was called a county transit, Santa Clara County. And then at 18, I started doing internships while in college. And at 20, I became a transit manager in Riverbank, near Modesto. And then from there, I've managed transit systems across the country, small, rural, small urban, and large urban collectively.
What
wow.
spoke to you, when you think about like 5 years old, it's almost like when somebody says, I want to be a doctor or I want to be a policeman. And what spoke to you and kept your interest? When you think about that, we all go through so many changes, your teens, whatever. What kept your interest all those years for then? I mean, it had to give you the big bite.
It's fascinated by the social service aspect of moving people to get from point A to point B, as well as the infrastructure aspect. As part of when I was getting the tour of the transit system when I was young, they were building a light rail system. And so just watching that get built and then actually riding it when it opened in 1986 and then just seeing how everything was just puzzled together and the planning aspect was just fascinating.
So you must have the type of attitude in mind that because this is a complexity just because just putting say oh we just need a road here really is just the beginning of it, trying to make everything how it fits together, how the traffic is moving and all these. Wow. I wish you could do something about the traffic light right down here on California and Tehama Street. But anyway, I think that's great because you're right. Some people know at your age, this is what I want to do.
And think of the vast knowledge that you bring to Reading. I mean, you've been all over the country and then, of course, in the island, but this is what you've done your whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, most of your life. And that now you bring this to Reading. You've been here since April.
Yeah, from 1 to 4, he wasn't doing this. So what did you do with those wasted years, John?
So you come here, and I just went online. People can just go to RABA, and it comes up, you know. I was fascinated by free summer rides.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you implement that?
I did, working in conjunction with the Shasta Regional Transportation Agency. There was a grant called the Low Carbon Transit Operations Program through Caltrans, and it's basically meant to fund transit improvements for disadvantaged communities. And there was about $170,000 available, so we made a request to see what we can do to rejuvenate RABA's ridership that has been declining for several years, and we felt like we had a free summer transit program coupled with the free Sunday transit that Shasta Connect operates. We could promote transit 7 days a week in Shasta County and see if we can get ridership up again. People go to the beach, ride locally in town, Anderson, Shasta Lake, Bernie. Those that have disabilities, they can get the door-to-door service. All of it is free.
Oh, Bernie, because it's Shasta County.
Yep.
That's right. You can bring people down. Now, I'm fascinated by that. Has it worked?
It has. Yeah, we're
great,
seeing
great.
New people ride the bus system, and we're seeing ridership up.
A city, and we are growing. As you came in kind of in the time frame that downtown Reading is just kind of like exploding out, and it's just getting more.
Our parking is getting worse.
We have to have, to me, and you know, you need certain things to make your community viable, and one of them is a mass transit system.
Yeah,
and before it wasn't meeting the needs. I mean, that's why it drops. So what you've done is you've instituted something that gets, okay, get back on the bus and see how it can work for you.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've just, now you've got something something new that caught my eye that we were talking about. Not just the free rides, but a new route.
Yes, starting later this summer, we're shooting for tentatively August 28th. We will run a Route 15, which will basically start at the Canby Transfer Center, which is next to Mount Shasta Mall, travel via Hilltop Drive, take I-5, exit at Churn Creek to go to the new Save Mart, and then get back on I-5 to Knighton Road. It'll stop at the Veterans Home, the VA Clinic, and the Reading Regional Airport. And for those that are coming from downtown, it would connect with, well, we have our Crosstown 17 route, and they can have a time transfer at Canby. So you can have a seamless ride from downtown to Reading Regional Airport.
Now, John, while you, I have a quick question. I'm going to insert. When you were in Hawaii and you knew you were going to take this job in Reading, did you then take the map of Reading? Because you're talking about, you can see this visual in your head. I can see your eyes going back and forth, like you're watching, you're like seeing the streets, knowing where the stops are. Did you take a map of Reading and memorize it? Because you know more in 4 months, what is it, April, May, June, July, August, yeah, than I've been here for 17 years. And just, I love that. I mean, how do you memorize the streets?
You know, I'm just fairly good at reading maps. I also use the transit system a lot, so that helps me understand where things are.
And, you ride the transit system.
I do, yeah.
That's important. Well, I was going to try and take the bus from our place, which is arguably 5 minutes driving time. But because of the way the system, and this was years ago, I was going to have to go down and around. It was going to take me 20, 25 minutes to get back. But the fact that you've, instituting free rides to get, let people see what it's like.
Right.
But this new Route 15 is, I think, is so called for.
So.
Because when they moved the VA out to Knighton Road, and for people that, they have some problems driving and all this.
And gas is $4.99 or $4.50 a gallon.
You can hop on the bus, get out there. Now, how do you get back? Does it come back through again?
It'll just do the reverse.
Okay.
And
so,
it'll run 10 times a day, Monday through Saturday.
Oh, it's going to run 10 times? Well, gosh.
Jeez.
That works great.
This is new.
Yeah. It'll start on tentatively August 28th.
Okay. So when does it start in the morning?
First trip will leave downtown approximately 5:20 in the morning.
Oh, okay. So if I've got a 10 o'clock, I'll say 11 o'clock appointment out at the VA, I can hop on.
There'll be about, I think there'll be a 9:20 and a 10:20 trip.
Okay, and it would take me how long, you think, to get it? Well, I know
it'll be about 40 minutes to get from Canby to the clinic.
Okay, 40 minutes. So I would take the 9:20 then.
Yeah.
Get out there about 10:15, 10:20 at the VA. And then it would come back through that area about?
Yeah, tentatively I think we're looking at a 12, like a 12:50, a 1:50, a 3:50.
Yeah, okay.
So it's going to be spread out between 5:20 in the morning and 8:20 at night.
Okay.
Now, here's the beautiful thing. You could go on to cityofreading.org and Rob. I just went to Rabba.
Yeah, RabbaRide.com.
Yeah, and there is a beginning, you know, your trip planner, your start and your end. Get in, it's going to tell you how you're going to get there and what it's going to take.
We have a question.
Oh,
here.
Nick, let's
good
go.
Morning.
Yeah. Question
hey,
for.
I'm curious. I read years ago that the city of Reading does not own Rabba and the bus, so I'm curious if that's true and who do you work for? Thank you.
Yeah, so the Reading Area Bus Authority is a separate governmental agency created by the city of Reading, city of Anderson, city of Shasta Lake, and Shasta County. And they have a separate board that basically governs the activities of Rabba. My position is actually a city of Reading position that is responsible for overseeing Rabba. The Joint Powers Authority contracts with the city of Reading to provide administrative support services.
Okay. So we're getting running out of this segment. And the so the important things to remember from this is, one, we've got a true expert when it comes to mass transit.
So lucky to have you here.
He's devoted his whole life to it. And we've got free rides.
Till September 30th.
Yep.
And then we've got a new route, Route 15 or Line 15, whatever, that takes you from Mount Shasta Mall out to another stop, I think, Save Mart or something. Yep. But then the VA clinic, the Veterans Home, and the Reading Airport.
And also down to Whiskey Town. Whiskeytown, too.
We have a Route 19 that also goes to the Whiskeytown Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Now, the... and you start at 5:20 in the morning.
Correct.
Okay. Route 15. So if you want to catch a flight.
Yeah, the 6:30 flight. That was the purpose of that first trip.
Okay. Cool. All right. John, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Well, to come back again if you like.
I'd really like to have you back
for a whole
segment of 30 minutes because you've got so much stuff going on, and let's make it sooner than later because having a viable bus.
Do you know what we should do? A live remote taking the bus. We do the show from the bus going out to the airport.
That'll be amazing, yeah.
We could
just do our show and meet, talk to people on, like, what are you doing, where are you going, why, first time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Boots on the ground.
Okay, John, we'll get back with you and we'll set that up.
And you can ride with us so we can talk about it the whole time.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break from the news and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasorting.
From burns sustained by walking, sitting, or falling onto outdoor surfaces, Amanda Wynn is a volunteer with the community group Guarded Hope.
The only way to stay a little bit cool is by having something to keep your food cool, something to keep your water cool.
Maricopa County, Arizona tallied over 24 confirmed heat-related deaths this season and 425 last summer, of whom 40% were unhoused residents. I'm Jennifer King.
Proceed with caution. Senator Rand Paul's advice to his fellow Republicans as they think about impeaching President Biden.
Senator Paul is warning against what he calls the trap of impeachment. He told the Fox Business Network, it's not good for the Republic to keep impeaching presidents and indicting presidents. That's after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy this week raised the possibility of impeachment when, on Fox News, he said the president has engaged in, as he put it, the weaponization of government to benefit his family and deny Congress the ability to have oversight. Bob Agner reporting.
Inflation is still running above the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate, although the rate of increase is slowing. Consumer prices rose 3% last month compared to a year earlier. Meanwhile, consumer spending does remain robust. And on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 221 points. The Nasdaq ahead 233 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Ongoing political turmoil in Niger has interrupted the delivery of relief supplies to the population of that West African country.
A U.S. spokesman said operations were currently on hold, given the situation in Niger. The U.N. says more than 4 million people are currently in need of humanitarian assistance in Niger, with many displaced by growing jihadist violence. The president's handling of this insurgency was one of the reasons given by soldiers for toppling the democratic government on Wednesday. The situation in the country remains uncertain. The armed forces chief has declared support for the soldiers who carried out the coup. However, they have yet to name a leader or form a government.
The BBC's Christy Walker reporting. The Japanese government has stepped up its alarm over Chinese aggression, warning that the country faces its worst security threat since World War II as it plans a major military buildup. News and analysis, townhall.com. Court proceedings in the case of a teen gunman who killed four fellow students in a Michigan high school.
The hearing is to determine if now 17-year-old Ethan Crumley gets life in prison or a shorter sentence with parole. Detective Edward Wargrowski described video he saw of Crumley shooting student Madison Baldwin.
As he turns to walk away, her body just slumps to the ground.
Lieutenant Timothy Willis says a 22-page journal was found in a bathroom stall, apparently left behind by Crumley before the shooting.
When I shoot up the school, I hope that every parent of kids I gratefully murder will be so sad that they kill themselves.
Crumley's lawyers will argue he should be released at some point because of his untreated mental illness and abhorrent family life. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden goes to Maine today. He'll sign an executive order to encourage companies to manufacture new inventions in the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 28th of July, 2023, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I was just talking to our last guest, John Ando, and what we're going to do is, he's going to be back again. They're doing the study. Now a mass transit here in Redding, Shasta County. And it's going to be going on for the next couple of weeks. And at the end of August, he'll be coming back on and talking about that. And I think it would be kind of cool to ride that first bus.
Right.
It's the first one goes at 5:20, but at the 7:20 one, ride it and ride it out there. Just
maybe
to
we
talk
could get our
it.
Listeners to come with us and we could do like a coffee, do a coffee date afterwards.
It's free.
Yeah, and just we're gonna do it live. And I'll tell you something. We've got a really, this guy knows. I mean, he's been all over America doing this work, and he's right here in Redding. Fantastic. Okay, we're gonna move along. I'm gonna do the weather after because we've got Susan Eastman, and I know that there's great things happening on Wall Street. We're gonna go right to her with Susan Eastman with Stifel Investments. She's the first vice president of investments, located on Park Marina Drive. Susan, you're the expert. What is happening on Wall Street and with gold and silver and all that other stuff?
That's right. Good morning, everyone. Well, the averages are in the green this morning after closing in the red yesterday, like a yo-yo, but today's a good day. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 199 points at 35,486. The S&P 500 is gaining 42 points at 4,580. The NASDAQ Composite higher also up 218 points at 14,269. The three most actively traded stocks, Tesla up $7.12 at $262.69, NVIDIA up $7.30 at $466.44, Meta up $11.34, trading at $323.07. Stocks of local interest, FedEx, trading higher up $3.68 at $269.05, Costco up $4.17 at $566.00 even, PG&E up $0.03, trading at $17.62. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.96%. And over to those commodities that Linda likes, gold is at $13 an ounce at $1,965, silver price at $24.38 per ounce, and crude oil is trading at $79 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan. I have a question, and I don't mean to put you on the spot because you have so many numbers running through your head. But is oil maintaining? Is it going up?
It has gone up over the last couple of months.
That's what I thought.
To near 80, yeah. And then it's pausing right now. And we'll see the gas prices go up. And there's cooling inflation, but there's some pieces of our life that are still expensive, food and the energy. So we will see how that all works out in the next month or so.
Okay.
And that's why, really, it's affecting real estate, too, as far as sales are concerned and people, like, leaving maybe more rural areas because of the price of insurance going up as well as gas prices and like you said, the energy prices going out and being that far out, which, of course, is the American dream. So,
Well, in California, any time we're in the woods, like even up in Shingletown, the insurance is becoming such a burden. And people are loving their home, but they're getting their insurance is canceling them, and they're having to find other ways. We have to have insurance.
Right.
So it is hard. And how can you sell a home that someone's having trouble getting insurance for?
Right. Really
hard.
Yeah.
When you have eight major companies leave the state refusing to insure people.
We'll keep working hard, though. We'll keep working hard to get to it.
Steeple,
everyone have a great weekend.
Yes, you
Thank
too.
You very
that's
much.
That's Susan Eastman at Steeple. And that's, you would look at it and think it's Stifel, but it's Steeple. Stifel. They're located on Park Marina Drive. Give Susan a call at, let's see if I can find that.
530-244-7199.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's go to the weather. Today it's going to be 96. Overnight lows of 67. We have variable winds from 6 to 11 miles per hour. Hot tomorrow with a 98. We're still under triple digits. So even though the weather service is calling it, hot, it's 98. And Sunday will be 99. Now, our big hot day that goes back up into triple digits is Monday at 101. Throughout the rest of the week, looks like we've got clear skies in around 99 through 94, 96 throughout to Thursday. And that's the weather forecast. Sunny and hot through the weekend, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, we're in the open line Friday, so for the next hour. Or around the next hour, it's open line. If you got something you want to talk about, things that are happening at the Shasta Board of Supervisors, City Council, or other things that are going on, or if you've got an event going on, this is the time to call in. But Mike Mangus had a piece on KRCR about Sites Reservoir. Now, Sites Reservoir, as you know, has been a thorn in the side of people that wanted to have more water kept instead of letting it just flow down out into the ocean. It's been going on for decades. It's probably one of the if you want to get Congressman Doug LaMalfa, you watch him get even bigger than he is now, just say, hey, what's going on with the Sites Reservoir? Well, yesterday, the Sites Project Authority Executive Director, Jerry Brown, spoke to the Reading Rotary Club, and they're talking about this is a 1.5 million acre feet storage facility. And during wet years, it would be pumped out of the Sacramento River and into the reservoir, which is west of Colusa, by the way, with the water used by agencies who would pay for it. Two critical points coming up now. We're going to be finalizing and certifying the EIR, Environmental Impact Report. And second, we're going to be in the process to receive the water right. When they're complete, we will have all the permits and approvals that are necessary in order to make a final decision about moving forward the project and going into construction. That's expected to occur in about 2 years. So, Gavin Newsom has come out in favor of Sites Reservoir. At least he did once. He may have changed his mind because, he changes his mind as the wind blows. And, of course, the environmentalists are fighting it. But we need the 1.5 million gallons of water for the people and the agriculture and all that. And the other thing, too, is the Sites Reservoir is not part of the Delta Tunnel plan to ship water to Southern California. Okay. So that's the first thing I've heard that is on a positive side about Sites, but as usual, it's moving at glacial speed. What say you, Terry?
Well, I think that the Sites Reservoir really is. I mean, it's since 1955, but I wanted to call
since,
in.
No, 55?
1955, yeah, since Eisenhower, yeah.
Wow. I thought it was only like three decades.
No.
Okay, what?
Before a lot of people were, before Linda was born.
Well,
was,
thank you.
Well, it was before I was.
Yeah, I do have something important to announce, but I've got to go to this Jerry Seinfeld thing. I mean, he's right about that. We can walk in the moon why are their fingers involved. When I went, my guy was cross-eyed. It was not fun.
Oh, but the
prostate exam. Yeah, I tell you what, this was...
Every finger was this, the size of his thumb.
Yeah, I tell you, it's better than Coke bottles.
On top of that, the lady comes in, the nurse comes in and brings him a beer, and he said, no, I said a Bud Light.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
You guys have no idea how, I mean, the ladies really have it easy on this deal. I just don't think it's fair to anyone.
Wait a minute. Don't wait a minute.
Portuguese. What's that?
What? Don't even get started about women having it easier.
We've been probed since
Ask Sally about,
we've been probed since we were teenagers.
Yes. Okay.
And ask her about the, what is that, the mammary exam where they crush their breast.
I know. She doesn't do that anymore. She just said, hey, you know, if it's time to go, it's time to go.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, on Sunday, Kevin Cry has his program on. We're going to talk about all these things that are happening at the county, and we'll be doing that together the last 15 minutes of his show. Then he's coming on Jefferson State of Mind with Wynn and I and Katie Gorman, and he'll be speaking for about the first half hour. We'll be going through some more of that. Then I did talk to Doug LaMalfa's office. I talked to Mark Spanigle, his chief of staff, for about an hour about this new bill, H.R. 1585, which in essence they are trying to defund any school that keeps the parental secrecy policy, which means they can do stuff with your kid and not tell you. And then at 10 o'clock, Sovereign Minds will come on. I'll be on there with Mark and Linda and Dave, and we'll be discussing not only county things, but some national things, but county things. But I think all things county, all things local, let's protect our kids. I think it's going to be one heck of a Sunday.
And we've got a break here, but here's one of the things I never have understood. If you remember when Arnold was governor, he brought out one of these propositions that said that parents had to be, you know, that had to be notified. Because remember then they were taking kids for abortions, and parents never knew. But I believe, and this was years ago, that the proposition said that parents should be told. And that proposition failed. And I think he had like six propositions that just, you know, just made sense. And every one of them failed. And I kind of, you know, it kind of like took the wind out of Arnold there for a few years. But I cannot understand why parents don't have the right to be told about something that's going to drastically affect their children.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't figure that. And
it's
people
crazy.
People use outliers, like, oh, if you told the parents this, the child's life would even get worse and all that. But that's an outlier. I would say the vast majority of parents want their child to be happy, and they want their child to succeed. And so they're doing it over a very small percentage, like we're seeing in many other decisions that are being made over a very small percentage, when the vast majority, and you look at the polls, they agree. Oh, no, this should happen. We should be told. We should have this right. I don't understand it, and I hope that they're successful.
There is. The only challenge we have, and I'll be really quick about this, we have so many laws on the book. Those are laws, legislative laws, not mandates, not policies. What Doug's trying to do is write a bill that would stop a policy. The problem is if they have no jurisdiction, meaning the federal government, over these insane laws that have been passed in California. That's where the rub is here.
Yeah.
So we have to have a referendum on these laws.
Okay. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot, and have a nice weekend. Sounds like a good Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. It just received an award for being one of the top banks of its size in the United States. They help their customers. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. And they've got four branches to help people, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, right down the street from us, and the main branch over in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and their newest branch in Anderson on Ventura Street. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Every unnecessary thing you can only do. Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. A versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Cruise on down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sail the seven seas with our $55,000 cruising through fall swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win instant prizes like drawing entries for your chance to be one of 10 winners to float away on the cruise of your dreams. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Final drawings on August 31st and September 28th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical payment, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. You need it, they have it. Whether it's small machinery, like a small backhoe to a large backhoe, they have it. They have side-by-sides if you want to rent them to drive around on the weekends. They have it all there. It's a great business run by just a super young couple. And they started it here in Redding and then built their new place down in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. I've seen their machinery on the roads. People are, pulling it in, mini tractors, mini diggers to help clear the property or to work on a project they have. Okay, NorCal Tractor and Equipment.
We're going to cover that in the next segment, but I do want to talk about the Rainmaker next segment. We've got a couple things to cover, but remaining part of this, segment want to talk about,
the Riverfront
Playhouse. is exciting to announce the opening, which is happening this weekend, actually. Is thrilled to welcome Erin Haney Stewart back to the director's seat with this production. She's been active in theater for over 30 years, with her most recent directing credit being Riverfront's immensely popular Steel Magnolias, which I went to see, and it was spectacular. We love to be able to, as a community, support community theater. It's really great. These, you know, aren't professional actors and actresses. They are, or actors, as they would say, but they are people who are, have jobs in the community, business owners in the community, maybe going to college, whatever they're doing. So, we do have, passes right now. This is going to take, from July 28th to August 13th, and this is for one ticket. So I am going to open this up right now for a caller to call in at 605-4567. You know, you have to always dial 530 now. So 605-4567, that's our hotline. And you can either go with a two, either can do two or four. But you name it, and when you go, you do the voucher at the box office.
Yeah, these are vouchers.
The day of the performance.
Yeah, just go on up. And now, I think one of them's for their matinee. So, I mean, you can do this for a matinee, but those are usually pretty much filled up. You got 100, and I think it's 150 seats in there, maybe less than that. So when you get it, you might want to check out Riverfront Playhouse and make sure you got a seat there.
And you go in, the box office opens 1 hour before, so you can probably go online at Riverfront Playhouse, just look that up online and find out what. But the dates are Friday, Saturday, July 29th, Sunday, July 30th. Anyway, just enjoy the show.
It's air conditioned.
And it's, you know, it's about the Curry family trying to keep open their ranch alive in a dry western town in the middle of a debilitating drought. Does that sound like a lot of stuff that we've gone through? Oh,
but would you think it's a comedy? It's a family friendly. But it is humorous. So a rainmaker shows up, and the father is not sure that the rainmaker is somebody he wants in his family. So we just had the people on the other day, and it sounds great. Okay, let's move here to.
Want to talk about Bud Light?
Let's talk about Bud Light, because in the next segment I want to talk about the homeless in California, and a new study just came out, and I am just
– Let's do that after the break, because that's –
Christina brought it to us here, and she's very up on everything that's happening. And this is – wait till you hear this, my friends.
Well, let's dedicate a whole segment to that, because we may have callers and everything. You've got statistics. So Anheuser-Busch, you know, the whole debacle that happened with them hiring as a spokesperson Delaney. So they have been seeing a month-long sales decline for the beer since the partnership with the trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah, I mean, enough so it's no longer the number one beer. I think it's Modelo is now, and they are having problems.
So it confirmed this week that layoff of hundreds of positions across its U.S. corporate staff. In a statement to the Associated Press, the beer maker said the layoffs will impact less than 2% of its workforce. But Anheuser-Busch website says the company employs 19,000 employees nationwide. Warehouse staff, drivers, and other frontline employees will not be affected, the company said. The job cuts arrived during a rocky time for Anheuser-Busch, which has seen a month-long sales decline.
Well, you know, may I say something here? First of all, they should take their advertising group and fire them and get rid of those right away. Whoever came up with this and whoever had their thumb in it anywhere should lose their job. The thing is that it's affecting, you know, like mom and pop stores that, you know, that used to sell a lot of Bud Light, and they don't sell it anymore. Bud Light was almost giving it away during the 4th of July. And because of this, and people just said, nah, I don't need it. They made fun of their core group.
What I don't see, here's, you know, I've got really mixed feelings about this, because,
I don't drink Bud Light anyway, so it doesn't make
no,
any difference.
No, I mean, it's you've got your branding. There's a brand.
Yeah.
And then I don't have a problem with trans. I don't have a problem with queens. I just don't have a problem with any of that. But I think you got to know your crowd. Like last night, Jerry Seinfeld never said the F word.
No.
He knows his crowd.
It was clean, and he talked.
So.
Both of them, he and his opening act, and they talked about Redding. I mean, they don't know Redding.
Now, maybe, I don't know what the person was thinking when they were like, let's just do a shocker and see what happens. So, anyway, but there was such a, you know, it's interesting how there are these hot topics, knee-jerk, like, let's just annihilate everything and all these employees over this person hiring somebody who's a transgender influencer.
But that's not the point. The point is you said it perfectly. You got to know your audience. And when they did that, and what's Budweiser famous for? The Clydesdales, the frogs, everything like that. That's what they were famous for America. And not saying that trans aren't, but their audience reacted so viscerally to it. They're consumers that it cost them, and they're not the only ones. Disney has taken a huge dump in their earnings because of some of the things they're doing at Disney, in the Disney world of films and movies. People are just not going to them because they'd rather go something else, spend their money on something else. And that's what the consumers can do. That, again, they laid off 2% of their workforce. Is it the 2% up in the upper echelons? I don't know.
Bud Light also faced backlash from Mulvaney supporters and LGBTQ+ right groups who said the brand didn't do enough to support her. Mulvaney later shared that she felt abandoned by Bud Light and faced more bullying and transphobia than I could have.
And so they lost it from both sides. Mm-hmm. So, see, when Budweiser did that, they had no idea. They didn't do the studies. They didn't do anything. And so what ended up happening was then the LGBTQ community also said, well, you are bad people. So
see, I could see a campaign. I could see a campaign without that particular, in an inclusive commercial. Let's say the commercial, and you've got the Clydesdales, you've got the frogs, you've got the people, you have the same sex couples, you've got a queen, you got a transgender, you got farmers. No, you do this across America because this represents all different types. And you've got a commercial like all these people are drinking Bud Light, and it can be that there's nothing wrong with that. Have this person for America was very interesting. And of course, you know, anybody who's conservative and doesn't have a tendency to think along the lines as far as, I don't know.
But it was more than just, quote, conservatives. I think it just rankled everybody. And like I said, the gay community, the non-gay community turned on Budweiser. This will be used as a complete lesson plan when it comes to your business administration things on what to do and to know your audience. But we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals by the LeapFrog organization, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. And we just happened to be talking about that with a member of our family that she is hoping that she's able to have that happen because it's a lot less invasive, less pain, reduced risk, and much faster recovery times. All of this only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. 8:33 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. It's Friday, the 28th of July. It's 8:37 in the morning, and it's about 68 degrees out there, going up to 99 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Great place to eat. It is a veteran-owned business. Tim and Logan are just two of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. I've been happy there for ever since I've lived in Reading over 15 years. Had my haircut there. Never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointments. That works on your schedule. You don't have to go down there and wait in line or anything. Just give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's been around for about 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, like I said, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Now, Christina turned us on to this. California, and this comes from CNN, by the way. But first, let's go to Maria. Maria, good morning.
Oh, sorry, Cara, it's me, Dolores.
Oh, Dolores. Hi, Dolores. Yeah. How are you?
Hi. Good. I just want to say happy birthday to my daughter.
who would have been 26 years old. And unfortunately, her birthday, she died on June 28, 2015, but her birthday is July 30th. She would have been 26 years old.
I just want to
say that, you know, her fear, I wrote it down, her fear, because I found it on Facebook years ago, her fear was that fear of forgetting, being forgotten or ignored or being replaced. So I just want to say she'll never be replaced or forgotten as long as I'm still alive.
Well, God bless you, Dolores.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Well, I'm sorry to, you know, hear that. So, but she's right. As long as your family is there, they will remember.
And as long as you can breathe and say it out loud, it's important to do
it is.
So.
Absolutely. Hey, moving from there to Christina came in and showed this to me, and this is out of CNN, and I'm not crazy about CNN but this one is a real good article. It talks about homelessness in California. The state of California has spent $17.5 billion over just 4 years trying to combat homelessness. And in the same time frame, the state's homeless actually grew. Half of all Americans living outside on the streets, federal data shows, live in California. Across the country, you know, homelessness is on the rise. You can't go hardly anywhere without seeing it. Maybe some of these very rich enclaves have their police pushing them out. But here's just some of the figures on it. That $17.5 billion, theoretically, could have paid the rent for every unhoused person in California for those 4 years, even at the state's high home cost. But as the guy that's in charge of this, Jason Elliott, says, but that's reductive. Perhaps that would work for me because I don't have severe behavioral health challenges. If 2/3 of the people on the street right now are experiencing mental health symptoms, we can't just pay their rent. And it looks like 66% of the people that they talked, they did an extensive study on homelessness. Over 3,500 homeless people was studied, and 2/3 of them, 66%, said they have some mental problem. You know, they have mental problems. Well, the point is that they're making is it because they're homeless because they have mental problems, or is homeless bring on the
right
mental problems? So, or the mental health system symptoms. The admittedly reductive math of paying the rent would leave nearly $4 billion for services like mental health treatment. There isn't, but even if they said, okay, we're just going to house everybody, you can't do it. There's not enough housing. And this is something that goes back for, at least a decade, maybe longer. And the under the Democrat administrations, if you remember, Gavin Newsom said, we're going to build this many 100,000 houses. Did not happen. A total of $20.6 billion of these are your taxpayer funds have been allocated through 2024 to fight homelessness. $4 billion went to local governments. $4 billion went to a program called Project Home Key, which also funds local governments, but specifically to buy properties like motels and commercial buildings to turn them into permanent affordable housing. So far, 13,000 units have been finished. And he said it's nearly not enough, but at least we're starting to try and turn it around. $2 billion went to a huge, from the huge pot went toward tax credits for developers to build affordable housing, which has seen 481 new units completed so far with thousands more anticipated. Another $2 billion to kickstart affordable housing projects, stalled by funding shortfall, and then $2 billion for emergency rental assistance. But it kind of comes down. They're trying to formulate a plan for this, and the large – I told you about the study – 84% of Californians say they think homelessness is a very serious problem. And in Los Angeles, when the mayor was elected on her first day, she declared a state of emergency on homelessness, which really hasn't done anything. Now, here's some things that are myths out there. Myth number one, that many people on the street don't want a home. Not true, she said. Participants overwhelmingly wanted permanent housing. Myth number two, that many people on the streets of California are not from California. But what they've said is 9 out of 10 people lost their stable housing here. These are Californians. And the third one is that mental illness is a driving force behind homelessness. Yeah, we said 66% of the respondents did report symptoms of mental health conditions currently. You know, mental health conditions, drug, alcohol, really truly like schizophrenia, bipolar. But they didn't know if it was causing the homelessness or the other way around as we spoke. Now, Newsom has said that that's a major plank is taking a new approach is his mental health plan. Rather than reforming in margins, a system that is foundationally and fundamentally broke. Now, one of his parts of this is to effectively force some people into mental health help, allowing relative social services or medical personnel to refer people to be considered. Now, it would be a mental health red flag, my friends, that I'm looking at Linda. Maybe she's acting erratic. And so I raised the red flag and said, I think she needs to go to see mental health. And I'm not sure how the system works, but if it was like with firearms, that's all it takes. Your firearms are taken from you until you can go back to court. I wonder if they can truly force people into mental health treatment if they don't want it. How can you do that? But this is one of the things. So brings us back to we need 2.5 million more homes here. We need affordable housing for the working population. We need low-income housing. We need all that. But just think about this. The amount of money the state of California has spent in 4 years, $17.5 billion, and the homeless population has grown. Something's not working here, and there's so much money in this.
Right, there is a lot of money.
There's so much money in this, in the bureaucracies that run these programs. I don't know if there's an answer. If you cleared a 100 acre field and you put up tent cities where you could have housing for people so it gets them off the street with services there, would they come? Got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God for You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks.
And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. You are hearing this song, of course, Hotel California. We asked Christine to play. The Eagles announced the death of founding member Randy Meisner at 77. If you've not seen the documentary Laurel Canyon, it's all about the music that came out of the musicians that gathered in the late 60s. In the early 70s, but it's so interesting about the music that was formed and all the people that came together and just wrote, hung out, lived together, went to the Troubadour, did so many wonderful things together. So Randy Meisner, who was co-founding member of the legendary rock band The Eagles and served as a bassist and vocalist, died according to announcement on the band's official site. He was 77. The Eagles are sad to report the founding member, bassist, and vocalist passed away in Los Angeles due to complications from chronic obstructive COPD. He was an integral part of the Eagles and instrumental in the early success of the band. He was the vocalist on Ticket to the Limit. His musical career began with Rick Nelson's Stone Canyon Band as their vocalist and bassist. He later joined country rock band Poco as their original bass player in the 1960s before the Eagles in 1971 with the band's original members, Glenn Frey and Don Henley and Bernie Leadon. Now that's what you're going to find if you watch that documentary. It's a two-part series on Laurel Canyon about all these guys played with different bands and then how Glenn Frey really wanted to get this band together and how they would play with Linda Ronstadt, Stone Ponies. Don Henley played behind, you know, of the Stone Ponies and some other groups that played behind Linda Ronstadt. All those groups, how they were intertwined.
Did you know that I saw Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies in Phoenix, Arizona, because she was out of there.
Fantastic.
I was a bouncer in a bar there.
Oh, so Meisner contributed to some of the most iconic songs from the Eagles, including Try and Love Again, Take It to the Limit, and is credited for his work on albums including Eagles, Desperado, On the Border, One of These Nights, and Hotel California.
Wow.
He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988 with the Eagles.
Another one of the Eagles.
And I was reading, so he's the original founding member, and I was reading about, you know, they're on tour, he had a big fight backstage at one of the concerts, and, you know, decided to leave the band. And so the guy who replaced him is still with the band today. But, you know, so nice to see that, you know, his work coming back into and being inducted into the Hall of Fame, that he came back because it was an integral part of the writing and that sound of that time. So many incarnations are back on tour. It's always been on my bucket list to see them. They're back on tour, and at one time they had Vince Gill with them, and I don't know if he's taking the plays, but they've got, and I can't think of the top of my head, but there's a really good band member that's joining, or a musician that's joining them on this leg of the tour. But anyway, rest in peace to Randy Meisner, 77 years old, too young.
You know, Car Fire anniversary was this week, and we lost a firefighter there by the name of Jeremy Stoke. I believe he was a lieutenant in the fire department, and they had a kind of a celebration of life for him this week, and he died at age 37, if you remember. And the his widow was saying is that this, while he was a physically imposing guy, she described him as a teddy bear inside, but you wouldn't want to run into him in a dark alley. That's a good
scrappy
thing. Scrappy. Well, you have to be a firefighter anyway. And he joined the fire department in 2004, working as an engineer before being promoted to fire inspector. He taught classes out at Shasta College Fire Academy in Reading, his alma mater. On the job, he was always in the thick of things, said Blankenhahn, who first met Stoke around 2010 while working as a paramedic. So when you talk about that, but you also talk about how he was at home. Like, his daughter would give him a tea party, and she kept coming in and pouring water into his teacup. And so he'd be there. And so you got a picture of this big guy, but he's a family man. Mm. And he finally says, "Where are you getting all this water from?" And she showed him. She was dipping it out of the toilet.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, well, water's clean in the toilet, but you have to figure, that's funny. It, you know, you remember something like that.
God.
So, you know, our thoughts go out to the family. They have, of course, as families do, they will move on. But it doesn't hurt to remember this guy and what happened in that horrible fire, and then thinking about what have we done since then to try and prevent that. Three Marines were found at Camp Lejeune that were found dead in a car, three Lance Corporals. And then you have to think about, oh, gosh, is it drugs or something? Turns out that it wasn't. They had parked their car at a service station, and it might have been late at night or whatever, and they left the engine running, and they died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
So when have you not left the engine running in your car where you've, like, maybe fell asleep or something for the heat?
Yeah, maybe for the air conditioner. Yeah, maybe the air conditioner's running, and it just it's tragic.
No,
but when you see it, you think, gosh, maybe they were doing drugs. No, they were coming back from some, who knows, they were probably coming back late, trying to get back on base, and they stopped to get some rest, and they never woke up. So, unfortunately. Everybody, this weekend, here's a chance to go see, of course, The Rainmaker. There's
and Seth, congratulations. You've got the two tickets, so come on in and pick a night.
Next week we hope to have Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler come on, and so we can say nice things about him on the first Wednesday of the month. He, as you know, is retiring in November. He, under his watch, there's been a lot of great things that have happened here. And the search is going on for the new chief. I hope they don't search very far, because we have some very, very, very competent captains that could fleet up and take that job.
And we want to thank the gentleman who just came in and brought donuts.
Somebody just brought in a dozen donuts.
So
you
nice.
Talk for a second. There's something he left. He left a piece of paper on there. Maybe something we could. Well, we've run out of time.
I mean, we'd love to be able to
thank you for the donuts.
Help shine light to events that are happening in town. So I think maybe one of the gals here took his name and number. So we, you know, maybe you can call in and we can cover whatever it is. To support. I don't know. We support spaghetti feeds. We've got stuff coming up with Sons of Italy
all kinds of things
that are bake sales to raise money for schools. All kinds of good stuff.
A backpack where you put in, you stuff the backpacks for kids going back to school. All of these things are going on. Okay, everybody, have a good weekend. It's going to be under 100 and won't kick up triple digits till next week. But still, be safe.